We'd like to invite El Habib Louai up at this time. He's visiting from Morocco.
Great.
He's a neo-beat poet, and we're delighted to have him in town. El Habib.
Hey, hello. Can you? It's good. I think it's working. Okay. So, hello everyone. I'm very happy to be here in Seattle, and it's a great joy, which I cannot describe at this moment. But I would like to share with you my poem, which I wrote. This is one of my latest poems, which I wrote. When I was in Portland, it was inspired by my own experience in a Greyhound bus station in Portland. I stayed up for the whole night and I walked all night long just trying to think about what's going on, the world, the war, the people and how they live. And I'm thinking about myself being here all the way from Morocco, and I wrote this poem, which is called Kerouacan Epiphanies in Portland Greyhound Bus Station. Okay. So yeah, and I'm writing a PhD dissertation on the beats and the Moroccan writers of late 50s, 60s. Artists, poets, writers, musicians, and any people who are interested in arts and raising people's consciousness of what's going on, maybe changing the way things are, and so on. So this poem is my, I think it summarizes in so many ways my experience of Portlandia, the world around it, and the world somewhere back in Tangier. Okay, so that the inception of sentimental states is unchangeably similar. Dear clients, I shall seize the opportunity to canalize these feelings, especially to those sitting somewhere on bus station benches, unexpectedly waiting for trains or buses bound to nowhere. I would love to desperately inform you, I reckon I have never visited Finland, since it is a place I love so much on paperbacks. I bought from Post Books with my working class pennies. It turned out I am visiting 21st century American dream. That I'm sitting in this Greyhound bus station, not because I'm expecting a girlfriend's heart to revisit, not because I'm picking up my grandmother's leather suitcases, not because I'm bound to meet Rockefeller businessman, not because I am solitarily taking 8:30 train to Eugene. It is because I whimsically remember Jack in his French beret. It is because 50s style Cadillac car smoke gets into my myopic eyes. It is because my ears picked Born to be Wild on the entrance to Portland Central Station. It is because I imagined again Jack's mother weeping in front of her Madonna icons. It is because I ventured into the epiphanies of the varieties of religious experience. Their fanciful organic bikes. In Portland, where the deer leap and trips through when you plant roses. In Portland, where blonde girls walk in their vegan underwear late in the evening. In Portland, where gays and lesbians read their battered copies of Gender Trouble. In Portland, where Columbia and Willamette rivers erotically confluence. In Portland, where nouveau-ish American couples have two types of tap waters. I walked in distress when I saw old and young homeless pass out on hard floors. In this postmodern Greyhound bus station. Shall he say again, the floors of bus stations are the same all over the country? Shall he say again, they are always covered with butts and spit? Shall he say again, they give a feeling of sadness that only bus stations have? Shall he say again, the trip was an ordinary bus trip with crying babies and hot sun? Celebrating funhouse mirror reflections of Portlandia. I shall not join Portlandia's cage-free, organic and free satires on Mississippi Avenue. I shall let the road unfold in a series of joyful epiphanies in truck stops, Greyhound, bus station. I shall stare through the early evening windows of jazz. I lived in Iowa, Ohio, and Indiana. I shall be too busy for Philly love relationships. I shall just allow my muscles a space to twitch, to leave the rugged joy and go. I shall just sit in the Greyhound bus station and think everything over.
El Habib Larai, thank you. I'll be back for another tune soon.